I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. Don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. I don't think Santa Claus will mind you. He won't have to use our dirty chimney flue. Just bring him through the front door, that's the easy thing to do. I can see me now on Christmas morning creeping down the stairs. Oh, what joy and what surprise when I open up my eyes to see a hippo hero standing there. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. Says a hippo is a vegetarian. There's lots of room for him in our two-car garage. I'd feed him there and wash him there and give him his massage. I can see me now on Christmas morning creeping down the stairs. Oh, what joy and what when I open up my eyes to see a hippo hero standing there. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. No crocodiles or rhinoceroses. I only like hippopotamuses, and hippopotamuses like me too. To God, I do.
this, and now you're leaving me here. There's only so much more that I should know, and some things that are better left alone.
Ted is back. We'd like to thank all of our beautiful friends all over the country for all the beautiful vibrations. We love you.
Teeny bopper, my teenage lover, I caught your wave last night, it's in my mind and world. You're such a groove, leave your mood,
Welcome back to another edition of Lost and Found. I'm Alan Dermo, your host on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We just heard Mendocino from the Sir Douglas Quintet, featuring the irresistible sound of Augie Meyer on the Vox Continental organ. That song was kind of a moderate hit in the States in 1969, but it was a huge hit in Europe, selling over 3 million copies, believe it or not. Started off with Gayla Peavy and I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas, something that animal rights activists wouldn't be too happy about, but in the 50s, they weren't really too hip on such things. Better Left Alone from My Enemy Death. My Enemy Death features Peter DiStefano, who was in Porno for Pyros, Jane's Addiction side project after they took their first hiatus. Perry Farrell formed Porno for Pyros. And the way that I discovered that song was very 2012. I was in the Seattle airport last summer, heard this song coming through the Muzak in the terminal, and I had to find out what it was. It was pretty cool. So I Shazammed it. For those of you that aren't familiar with that terminology, Shazam is an iPhone app that identify songs if they happen to be in their database, and it'll tell you what the song is and who the artist is. So couldn't really get a good read on it from Shazam, so I'm standing on a ledge holding my phone up close to the speaker in the ceiling trying to find out what the song is, and people are looking at me like I'm crazy, thinking they should maybe call security. The song wasn't in the database, so when I got home, I did a search on the words Better Left Alone because that sounded like it might be the title, and eventually discovered the song. After that, we had To Ohio from The Low Anthem. That's from the album Oh My God, Charlie Darwin. Came out in 2011. They recorded that album in an abandoned warehouse in Providence, Rhode Island. It has kind of a nice sort of spooky, ethereal feel to it. And we finished off with Mendocino from the Sir Douglas Quintet.
Thank you. sky, diamonds in the snow, sparkle. Our hearts were singing, it felt like Christmas time. Is very far through the snow. I'll think of you wherever you go. It's colder day by day. I miss you. I can hear people singing. It must be Christmas time. I hear people singing. It must be
same as forever, Jesus, but please. forgive me if I seem to take the tone of judgment, for I've no wish to come between this day and your enjoyment. In this life of hardship and of earthly toil, we have need for anything that frees us. So I bid you pleasure and I bid you cheer from a heathen and a pagan. On the side of the rebel,
KX93.5.
And now for something completely different.
The anti-radio station.
The Chieftains with Jackson Browne and the Rebel Jesus. That's from the Bells of Dublin album in the mid-90s. Started off with the Cocteau Twins doing Frosty the Snowman, making it very much their own, as they can do. Pretenders with 2,000 Miles, and Jackson Browne and the Chieftains, Rebel Jesus. You're listening to Lost and Found, KX93.5.
Get back to yesterday. It's just like people say. Tomorrow's soon, so open up your eyes. Never hesitate. We'll be right back.
Procol Harum with Beyond the Pale from their album Exotic Birds and Fruit. Procol Harum at their peak with that album creatively, says I. Some people might disagree. We started off with Mr. Loco and Religious Man. And some of you might remember that song from the movie Nacho Libre, if you were one of the 20 people that saw Nacho Libre. That film was made by Jared Hess, who most people know from Napoleon Dynamite. Nacho Libre was his follow-up to Napoleon Dynamite, and they found that song through Beck Hansen, who brought it to Jared Hess's attention. And they said that they really didn't sort of have the tone of the movie until they heard that song. If you remember, it was in the opening credits, and really just let you know right off the bat that you were going to see something very different and unusual. Mr. Loco was a Mexico City-based band from the late 60s, and strangely enough, they did all their songs in English. Following Mr. Loco, we had Susanna Hoffs with All I Want. And as long as we're talking about film directors, Susanna is married to Jay Roach, director of Game Change, Meet the Parents, Meet the Fockers, the Austin Powers films, among others. Susanna Hoffs, known to most people from the Bangles. She's still out touring with the Bangles, along with Debbie Peterson and Vicki Peterson, and some additional musicians. Got a chance to hear them last year, and they sound pretty darn good. And we finished up with Procol Harum and Beyond the Pale. Here's Nick Drake on Lost and Found, KX93.5.
Betty came by on her way, said she had a word to say about things today. Said she hadn't heard the news, hadn't had the time to choose a way to lose, but she believes. Gonna see the river man, gonna tell him all I the plan for lilac time. If he tells me all he knows about the way his river flows and all night shows in summertime. Betty said she prayed today for the sky to blow away, or maybe stay. She wasn't sure. For when she thought of summer rain calling for her mind again, she lost the pain. Gonna see the river man, gonna tell him all I can about the band. I'm feeling free. If he tells me all he knows about the way his river flows, I don't suppose it's meant for me. Oh, how they come and go,
and all to describe the town, how near it lays to where you were born, how flat the sky covers all sleeping things. As dreamers we often see glory. Remember the light that shines beneath doorways, how birds hang motionless beating their wings, and the words that are offered repeated suspended between the new man, new women, and all living things.
Robin Holcomb with Waltz from her Elektra album titled Robin Holcomb. That goes back to 1990. Something about Robin Holcomb's music just makes me think of wintertime. I don't know exactly why, just a certain tonality in her music. And since we're experiencing something remotely like winter, at least for Southern California, felt like pulling that one out. Very intense guitar solo by Bill Frisell on that track. Before Waltz, we heard Nick Drake with Riverman from his album Five Leaves Left. Beautiful string arrangement by Harry Robinson on that track. Apparently, Nick asked Joe Boyd, the producer, to come up with a string arrangement that was sort of along the lines of the composer Delius. And Harry Robinson was enlisted to provide that and came up with something really amazing there. We're going to continue with the Wonderments on Lost and Found, KX93.5.
Sleep with me, have my mind out of sight. Sits alone. So Jennifer sits alone. Sits alone. So Jennifer sits alone.
Jennifer Sits Alone. That's from their album Fables of History that came out a couple months ago. Started off with the Wondermints and Tracy Hyde. Several members of the Wondermints going on to work with Brian Wilson for the last 12 years or so. I have one more song to play before I turn it over to Kevin Ware and Kevin's Beach. Thanks so much for listening tonight. Happy holidays. Be safe. I will not be here next week, as it is December 25th. I will be returning on January 1st with more Lost and Found.